You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Thursday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:40pm with Gareth Topham, Chris Pimlott and Paddy Aspel in the studio. We have jumping from Taunton and Warwick, accompanied by All Weather Racing on the taps at Wolverhampton in the afternoon, and more All Weather action in the evening on the Polytrack at Chelmsford City. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me in the studio is Kevin O'Malley. How are you, Kev?
I'm really well.
Good.
Good to be here.
Yeah. Talk about a bit of news before we get stuck into Thursday's racing, of course. Flat season starts on Saturday at Doncaster. A bit of news about a high-profile runner on the flat in the shape of Jack Hobbs, obviously, bounced back to form at Maidan at the weekend. Mm. And John Gosden apparently has earmarked the Coronation Cup, Royal Ascot and the King George VI and Queen Elizabeth Stakes as targets for Jack Hobbs. It looked to be somewhere...
back to his best.
Well, I was going to say,
if anything, an improved effort seems to be. Yeah, yeah. A new horse almost.
Mature, doesn't he?
Yeah, I need to go back and watch the Streamer Classic because I only caught the closing stages of most of the races, so I need to go back and watch it. But it was really good to see that he's back on the scene again, and you know they've mapped out a really nice looking season for him, and you know he's going to be a big player in all of those races. So I'm looking forward to seeing how he gets on. They didn't mention Paris, did they?
They didn't.
No.
They didn't.
But, you know, you can be sure if he acquits himself well in two or three of those races, they'll be certainly looking towards the Arc as well.
Yeah, yeah. Be good to see him turn up in the Arc later on in the year, although that's miles away at this point, isn't it?
It is. We're getting ahead of ourselves.
Yeah. We might as well touch on Doncaster quickly as well. The Lincoln is the big race on the Saturday, the opening day of the flat season proper. Market headed by Mirando at the moment at 9-2. Yufton is 6-1. Chelsea Lad has been a real springer in the market, 16s into 8s, now a single figure price. Donica is 9-1, 10-1 Sacred Act. Top Notch Tonto has been a real shortener on the Wednesday as well, 10s into 20, so that one's halved in price. 12-1 for Nimmer, 14s Ballet Concerto, and 16-1 or bigger prices for the others. We don't know the final declarations for the race, of course, but any early thoughts?
I mean, I've always liked Yufton. He's been passed from pillar to post in terms of yards he's been at. He's been with William Haggis, Johnny Murtagh, and now he's with Roger Charlton, who sent him to Wolverhampton last time out. And he, you know, he caught the eye there. He was staying on nicely in the closing stages. His first run since October, and it looks like this could be you know, his target all along, basically. And if there was one at the top of the market that caught the eye, it would be Yufton.
Okay, 6-1 chance at the moment. Anything else at Doncaster caught your eye for the Saturday? I know it's a little early days yet.
Not particularly, no. You know, I do like the Doncaster Mile. It's, you know, there are more races that you want to just see where certain horses are for the season ahead. You know, the Doncaster Mile always produces plenty of winners through the season. So looking forward to it, and you've got the Camage Trophy, the Magnolia Stakes as well. So there's some good quality racing on.
Yep, nice way to start the new flat season. The jump season's not done with yet. Better news about some of the jumpers as well. We'll start with Harry Fry's team. Neon Wolf and American will not go to Aintree, apparently. They're going to be saved and head to Punchestown instead.
Yeah, it's a good shout. You know, I was on air with Craig when Neon Wolf got nutted on the line at Cheltenham, but I'd love to see him spend one more season over hurdles, but it looks like he's going to go chasing next season. As for American, he was tremendous last time out. I think he's a Hennessy horse. Again, getting ahead of ourselves, but I do think towards the back end of the season he'd absolutely jump around Newbury like a buck. He definitely has a touch of quality, that one.
Yeah, you know what I mean, Harry's participation on the Saturday as well in the Stayers Hurdle, that's yet to be confirmed as well. So maybe Harry Fry is just swerving the action at Aintree. I mean, it's relatively close to Cheltenham, isn't it?
It is.
He confirmed though that Neon Wolf will be entered in the 2.5 mile novice hurdle at Punchestown, which I think is a good thing.
You'd imagine he'd had more of a say over the targets of Neon Wolf and American over, you know what I mean, Harry. You know, given that it's owned by JP.
Yeah.
So yeah, interesting to see how they sort themselves out, but be good to see them all again.
Yeah. The big race itself on Saturday, the Grand National. We'll have a little bit of a chat about that. A little bit of a side note. We're going to see the party politics colours back at Aintree. The Mercury has been bought by Patricia Thompson. And will therefore wear the colours of party politics.
Yeah, interesting stuff.
Won the race all those years ago.
What year was that? 93?
92,
was
it? I think.
92, 93.
Just before the election, wasn't it? So.
Yes, yes. Yeah, that's right. Sorry, I should know that. I wasn't far off.
In the ballpark.
I was in the ballpark. But yeah, I'm going to be in the studio on Grand National Day, so I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah.
I think it'll be kind of carnage. I don't know what it's like here on Grand National Day, but it should be good fun.
It's busy.
Busy, I bet. Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody in the company has to work Grand National Day.
Yeah. Good stuff. I mean, yeah, in terms of offensive long range, I've been looking at Black Line. I mean, he skipped Cheltenham especially to go for this. If he takes to defences and gets into a rhythm, Black Line is just, he's all heart and guts. You know, he's the type that would be banged there at the finish, I think, the last Samurai, obviously. I've backed Wonderful Charm at big prices, 100 to 1 and bigger on the machine. And I think he could run well. He was pulled up in it last year, but he's something of a different horse this year. And I think Katie Walsh might be drafted in for the ride on Wonderful Charm. So, yeah, there's a few I'm looking at for the National, as there always is.
Yeah, they got on well at Cheltenham, didn't they, of course, and the Fox Hunters doing all his best work late on as well. So the Grand National could be right up his street. The market looks like this. Vierley and Rouge, 10 to 1 at the top of the betting. Definitely Red is 12s. 14s for Black Lion, Cause of Causes, 1 for Arthur and The Last Samurai. 16 to 1 Cello Conti, 20 to 1 for more of that. Pleasant Company, Safed Arur, The Young Master, and Vicente, and 25 to 1 bar those. That's how the market looks at the moment for the Grand National. We'll move on to that, of course, close to the time. That's next Saturday. Can't wait for the race either. Anything else on your mind before we move on?
No, not particularly. It's just a really busy but exciting time of the year. I'm glad that Cheltenham's out of the way now because that was just crazy. But yeah, you know, meetings like the Craven meeting at Aintree, I'm looking forward to that. I like this kind of, some people find it difficult, the transition between the two, but I enjoy it.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to everything that's coming up.
Yeah, for the next few weeks, we've got real good flat racing back and we've got good jumping as well alongside it. Yeah. So good time of year. Let's move on though. We've got action coming up on Thursday. Kevin has four races prepared for us. We'll get his thoughts on the back of this.
William Hill Racing Radio. It's everything to give you the inside track.
Right, we'll spin through these in chronological order. So we start at Wolverhampton in their 3:10, and this one is a Class 3 handicap, 5 furlongs, in fact almost 6 furlongs, is the trip, 11 of them set to go to post, and some informed runners here. Dubai One returning from a break, chasing their hat-trick there. We've got the likes of Jay Walker, who's a previous winner, or a last-time out winner, King Robert as well. It's quite a good race to look forward to this.
Yeah, it is. I mean, Dubai One hasn't been seen for 117 days, but she's a real speedy filly, and you know she looks to have a little bit of quality about her, but I'd be a little bit concerned about her on the back of such a break. The one that I prefer here is Captain Dion. He's a real heart in your sleeve sprinter. You know, he just goes out, he's as honest as they come, and he's very quick. I mean, he's one of the few horses that can make all at Newcastle. A lot of horses have found it quite difficult to do. He came up short just short last time out. But yeah, I mean, at 6 furlongs, he's been at 6 furlongs 9 times in the past, 1-4, been in the frame 3 times, so he's as consistent as they come. He comes into the race in the form of his life. I think he's got a big chance of winning, Captain Dion, but he'd also be an ideal part of an each-way double or treble as well, you know. So Captain Dion is certainly my interest in the race.
Captain Dion then, the pick there for Kevin in the Wolverhampton 3:10. We move on to the 3:35 at Taunton next, which is a Class 3 handicap hurdle over the extended 2 miles. We've got a field of 9 set to go to post for this one, and a few of them could catch the eye here. You've got the lightly raced Sigarisi and Amad Nui, who both arrive here in winning form as well. You've got some more experienced runners, like some Red Tornado and such. It's an intriguing little race.
It is, and that was kind of the focus of the race for me, the fact that it's kind of a mix-up between unexposed horses and these two that come into the race with good recent form. They seem to be improving at the right end of the season. The one that I prefer is Amar de Nui, who I thought beat actually a pretty good field last time out of fancied and or in-form horses.
Yeah.
And I wasn't really expecting it from him. So it was a really solid performance there last time out at Taunton. And he just seems to be going the right way, and in a race that it does have a few horses that are, you know, just going off the boil at this stage of the season. It looked between Sigarisi and Amar de Nui, but Nicholas has his horses firing at the moment, so I'm happy to stick with that one.
Amar de Nui to to defy the penalty there. If that's what I'm looking for in the 3:35 at Taunton. Then let's move on to Warwick. The 4 o'clock is the race we're going to look at on their card. It's a class three handicap hurdle. 3.25 miles is the trip there. 15 of them to go to post here, Kevin. Who do you like in there?
Several of them. I mean, Late Chipman's done me a good favour a couple of runs back. He's only a six-year-old, but he spends a lot of time out in the wilderness, but he's really come into good form recently. So, you have to respect Late Chipman. He's very much a player. I'd love to see number 14 on the list, Say My Name, run a nice race. I know the owner very well, and they've been a bit disappointed with him of late, but he's nestled down there. He might have an each way to squeak at big prices, Say My Name. But the one I like is Two Swallows. I'll put Two Swallows as a selection. She's a seven-year-old mare. She used to be with Paul Weber, but she didn't really show much for him. She changed to Ben Pauling, who won first time out with her at Doncaster. And she's done nothing but progress and kind of learn her trades since. She was left behind at Ludlow last time out. But it was in pretty deep ground that day, and it was a good race too. So I think Warwick tomorrow might suit her a bit better. So Two Swallows for me.
Two Swallows, the selection there then. And the final race we look at is the 6:15 at Chelmsford City, a class two handicap over a mile and a quarter. Good race to look forward to. Six of them in the lineup here, Kevin. And you could give each of the six a bit of a chance here as well.
Yeah, certainly. It's just one of those little trappy affairs, but you have to try and sort them out some way. I've always liked Coffle, McEasterby's horse, but he's a little bit of a mile specialist. I mean, he's placed over a mile and two before, and he's certainly open to improvement at the trip. But I'd be wary of him against a horse like Aberique, who, won really nicely over a mile and four last time out and is stepping back to a mile and two here and might just be staying on a bit stronger than him. And I think it might just be between the pair. As we can see, it's a trappy little race. Ikki Masho comes into the race in good form as well. And Forceful Appeal seems to be knocking on the door despite not winning of late. But overall, I think Aberique, despite his mark of 94, it's getting up there now. I think there's still scope for him to land another win here.
Yep, Aberique then, the preference for Kevin in the 6:15 at Chelmsford City, as usual. A little bit of a quick summary before you go, Kev, if you'll just confirm your selections for us then for Thursday.
Yeah, chronological order again. The 3:10 at Wolves, I'm going to go with Captain Dion to land another win for Kevin Ryan. Paul Nicholls can strike in the 3:35 at Taunton with Amour de Nuit. And the 4 o'clock at Warwick, I'm hoping that Ben Pauling can have a winner with Two Swallows. And then finally, in the 6:15 at Chelmsford, Aberique for Mark Johnston to land another win.
Superb. Good to see you again, Kevin. Thank you very much. Good luck and enjoy it on Thursday.
Thank you very much.
There you go. The thoughts of Kevin O'Malley on Thursday's racing. Then you'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:40 p.m. Gareth Topham, Chris Pimlott and Paddy Aspel, the team in the studio for the meetings at Taunton, Warwick and Wolverhampton in the afternoon and Chelmsford City in the evening. Plenty to get stuck into. Do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast and enjoy Thursday's action.
ACCA 5 is William Hill's new ACCA insurance. It means if you have a 5 selection accumulator and one lets you down, you'll get your money back as a free bet. And it's available across all sports. ACCA 5, exclusive to William Hill. T's and C's apply.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.